Hi everyone, my name is Mark and I'm a wildlife photographer and geographer. I've just returned from an incredible expedition. As you may know, the diverse natural environment of Colorado encompasses everything from towering alpine ranges to arid desert regions. When planning the trip, I initially thought about focusing just on the mountains or perhaps the river valleys. However, I ultimately decided to document the entire climate system because it's so uniquely varied. We started our journey high up in the peaks. I was fully prepared for freezing temperatures, and my guide had warned me about the likelihood of heavy snowfall. Yet, surprisingly, it was the wind speed that caused us the most trouble during our first few days, making it incredibly difficult to keep the camera steady.
While navigating the alpine ranges, we stopped at an impressive geological formation. Lots of tourists go there specifically to photograph the steep cliffs, and other visitors are endlessly fascinated by the ancient rocks. I, on the other hand, spent hours capturing the shadows cast across the valley floor, as they shifted beautifully as the sun moved across the sky.
Because the air is so thin and clear up at that altitude, the astronomy opportunities are fantastic. I was originally hoping to spot a famous comet that was due to pass by, or perhaps capture a bright meteor shower. But actually, getting a clear shot of the Milky Way was my proudest achievement that night. It looked absolutely spectacular away from the city lights.
Of course, I was also constantly on the lookout for wildlife. Everyone expects to see bears wandering in the forests, or golden eagles soaring overhead. Instead, it was a herd of bighorn sheep that gave me my best animal encounters, standing fearlessly right on the edge of a steep cliff.
Next, we descended into the arid desert regions. You'd think the landscape would be barren, just sand and dust, but the area is famous for its hidden history. I didn't find any dinosaur bones, which the region is world-renowned for, but I did stumble upon some fascinating plant fossils embedded in the sandstone, perfectly preserved from millions of years ago.
The desert climate is extreme and unpredictable. You might expect the blistering heat to be the main danger, or perhaps severe dehydration. Surprisingly, my guide was constantly checking the horizon for a thunderstorm, because they can suddenly trigger devastating flash floods in the narrow canyons in a matter of minutes.
I was amazed by how nature adapts to such dry conditions. Some flora store water in thick leaves, while others have incredibly deep roots to reach underground springs. However, I was most impressed by a species of cactus that has developed a waxy coating to prevent moisture loss under the harsh sun.
It's not just the wildlife that has to adapt. Human settlements have had to as well. Many historical towns relied heavily on silver mining, and a few on limited agriculture. But it was the early irrigation canals that truly allowed these desert communities to thrive and sustain themselves in such a harsh environment.
I gathered so much material during the trip. I seriously considered writing a book, and a colleague even suggested creating a documentary film. Ultimately, I've decided to put together a photo exhibition to share the incredible geographic diversity of Colorado with the public. It opens next month, and I hope to see you there.